With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a courtroom in Manchester, a chilling narrative is unfolding around neonatal nurse Lucy Letby, who stands accused of a horrifying crime. The 33-year-old woman is on trial, facing allegations of murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder 10 others at the neonatal unit where she worked. But in today's courtroom drama, attention momentarily shifted from her shocking charges to her personal interactions with a male doctor, casting a unique light on her demeanor during the period she allegedly committed these horrendous acts. On June 2, 2016, as she's accused of making one of her alleged victims, known as Baby F, cry in pain by injecting air into his system, Letby engaged in an extensive WhatsApp conversation with a nursing colleague about a registrar, a male doctor whom she had claimed she was simply friends with. The prosecution scrutinized this chat, indicating a potential romantic interest from Letby's side. Nick Johnson KC, the prosecutor, repeatedly asked Letby about her relationship with this doctor, whose identity is protected for legal reasons. The defense argued against this, with Letby firmly stating that there was no romantic connection between her and the doctor. While these exchanges may seem trivial in light of the gravity of the crimes she is accused of, they paint a concerning picture of Letby's mindset at the time. The prosecutor read out some flirtatious-sounding exchanges between her and the unnamed nurse, where Letby seemed to be gossiping about the doctor. At one point, her colleague even asked her if she had gone commando, to which Letby responded with 4 laughing emojis. Despite this, she maintained under cross-examination that she didn't understand the term's meaning, adding to the incongruity between her casual banter and the dire situation unfolding in the hospital. The plot thickened as the prosecutor referenced the registrar as someone Letby had claimed to love as a friend. While she agreed, she also noted this affection developed as time went on. These interactions took place during a shift where Letby was, according to the prosecution, messaging her friends out of boredom. This laid-back conversation stands in stark contrast to the tragedy allegedly taking place under her care. Letby's alleged actions, however, go beyond these disconcerting chats. She was accused of destabilizing an infant, Baby N, before the end of her shift on June 14, contradicting the planning for the baby's homecoming. Baby N only required phototherapy and was otherwise healthy, having taken a 60-ml bottle feed earlier that day. Yet, the following morning, mere minutes after Letby's arrival, Baby N's health rapidly deteriorated, an incident Letby attributes to bad luck. Moreover, discrepancies arose around Letby's account of contacting Baby N's parents. She claimed a fellow nurse had reached out to them, yet both the prosecution and defense agreed it was Letby who made the call, a difference she casually dismissed as a mismatch in recollection. However, the prosecution insisted that it was the truth, accusing her of lying. The tension escalated in the courtroom when Letby was confronted about an alleged attempt to harm baby N again. This happened during a huddle of doctors, whom she claims she didn't know, from Alder Hey Hospital in Liverpool. Letby insisted she was merely agitated and unfamiliar with the new faces, not trying to seize an opportunity to commit another horrendous act. Letby's trial continues, and as it unfolds, it will surely continue to shock and appall. A seemingly normal nurse, involved in casual chats and potential crushes, stands accused of the most grievous crimes, allegedly using her position of trust to harm the most vulnerable. For the families involved and the public watching, the hope is that justice will be served, bringing closure to this nightmarish story. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.